This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening, my friend, and welcome to the championship game of this 7th grade basketball tournament where Gillespie takes on Tautopolis. And man, oh man, is this place jam-packed tonight here at Winona Fieldcrest Middle School, located north of Bloomington. And I'm not sure there are many people left in the Gillespie School District. They all seem to be here tonight. Good evening, my friend. I'm Terry Tote. Glad to have you along for this special broadcast on WSMI FM 106. What a special week we have had of high school basketball. Of course, we've had girls regional tournament basketball action from the Greenville 2A regional, the Waverly 2A regional, the Central A&M 1A regional. But tonight, it's even more special. It's the state championship game of the Illinois Elementary School Association Class 3A state basketball tournament, and the Gillespie Indians are the participants along with the Shoes of Tautopolis. Tautopolis making its fifth appearance since 2008. In fact, they won the tournament outright in 2010, 2011, and 2013, while the Indians are making their first ever Class 3A 7th grade state tournament appearance in a championship game. A great crowd on hand tonight. Boy, I tell you what, the Gillespie fans were just so anxious. Finally, the third-place game got over. They were able to settle down in their seats. They've been chomping at the bit all night long. Most of these people were here, believe it or not, most of these people were here before the third-place game got started. That's how anxious these folks from the Gillespie School District are to see the Indians play tonight in this state championship game. I think we're in for a fun night. We're glad to have you along. We'll take our first break. We'll come back and talk more basketball from the IESA State Tournament in 2 minutes.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Terry Tone back at Winona Fieldcrest Middle School for the IESA 7th grade Class 3A Boys State Basketball Championship between Gillespie and Tautopolis in the state tournament, which started last Saturday. In the quarterfinal rounds, Gillespie defeated Hoopston 39-26. T-Town defeated Markham Robert Frost 41-33. In the semifinals, Tautopolis defeated Farmington 45-39, and Gillespie defeated St. Joseph 33-31. That's how they earned their way to this championship game. In the third-place game, completed just a few moments ago, Farmington defeated St. Joe 48-40. Starting lineups tonight, first off, for the Gillespie Indians, they will be the visiting team on the scoreboard. They have the orange uniforms trimmed out in the white, and they are coached by Tim Wargo and Stuart Ringer, a record of 25-2, Billy Gill, Frankie Barrett, Chance Reinisch, David Stroh, and Anthony Cravagna, all 7th graders starting here in this 7th grade tournament. So it's Gill, Barrett, Reinisch, Stroh, and Cravagna. For Tautopolis, coached by Doug Smith, a record of 23-3, Alex Daters and Brock Daters, along with Mitch Hemmen, Luke Ungrund, and Mitch Hardick. So Alex Daters, Brock Daters, Mitch Hemmen, Luke Ungren, and Mitch Hardick starting for Tautopolis. All of those young gentlemen are 7th graders as well. In fact, both of these squads made up exclusively as 7th graders. Of course, some of the schools bring up 6th graders to play at this level, but both of these teams are comprised of 7th graders here this evening in this championship game. Coming up immediately following this broadcast, our venue will switch to Greenville High School for the IHSA Class 2A Girls Regional Tournament Championship game. And the big-time matchup between Litchfield and Hillsboro, always a fun time when those two get together. Tim Mize will have the call on that one coming up about 9 o'clock or so tonight here on FM 106. And then to top off the evening's activities, we will have the championship game from Central A&M High School, where the host Raiders are taking on Nokomis. Those two teams met in the regional championship last year at Nokomis. Central A&M won by 2. They ended up 4th in the state last year. They get a chance to renew that rivalry, and we'll have that broadcast about 10:15 tonight. Then tomorrow night, it's just one night and not enough time to do basketball, so what we're going to do is we're going to carry over tomorrow night at 6:05. We will feature the broadcast of the Waverly 2A Regional Championship game between the Southwestern Bird and the Lady Cavaliers of Carlinville. That'll come up at 6:05, just ahead of our two boys games tomorrow night, with the Nokomis Hillsboro game at 7:30, Carlinville at Litchfield after that. So a couple of fun nights of basketball here on WSMI FM 106. And by the way, if you're looking for the Fighting Illini broadcast, that's going on right now on WAOX 105.3, The Odds. It's Gillespie, it's T-Town, it's championship night for the 7th grade state tournament. We'll come back with more from Winona in just a moment.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Toad back at Winona Fieldcrest Middle School. And a few shout-outs here this evening we need to pass along to you. Want to say hi to Dave Reinisch. Dave is not able to be here in Winona tonight. And Dave, we're glad you tuned in here on FM 106, along with Lynn Schmidt. Lynn, we're glad you tuned in as well. And the Ottersburg family in Seattle, Washington is tuned in tonight via the Internet. Our friends on Network One Sports, as the Ottersburg family getting the broadcast tonight via the Internet in Seattle, Washington. We're glad you've tuned in tonight for this special broadcast on WSMI FM 106. And by the way, a big, big thank you to the area sponsors who have come aboard for this broadcast. Without them, none of this would happen. And we have such a tremendously loyal group of advertisers who step up big time to bring you these special broadcasts. And we are just tickled to have them on the radio. Tom Williams is producing our broadcast tonight at our WSMI studios as the Gillespie Indians are being introduced to the crowd here. Billy Gill, Frankie Barrett, Chance Reines, David Stroh, and Anthony Cravagna. Again, Gillespie 25-2. And for the top list, it'll be Alex and Brock Daters, Mitch Hemmen, Luke Ungrund, and Mitch Hardick for the shoes up to top list. Coming up at halftime, we're going to have a chance to catch up with Julie Cochran, who is one of the assistant executive directors with the Illinois Elementary School Association. She's one of the officials from the IESA that attend these events and kind of keep an eye on things. And they've had some terrific crowds, I've been told. They've had some terrific crowds here at Winona Fieldcrest from Saturday all the way through tonight. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the tip-off between Gillespie and T-Town. We'll do that in 40 seconds.
WSMI FM, Litchfield Hills, Borough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
6-minute quarters in IESA state tournament play. Chance Reinisch into the center jump circle for Gillespie against Mitch Hardick for T-Town. Gillespie going from our left to our right here in our broadcast position, opposite of the benches. The official steps into the center jump circle and the opening tip control by the Indians, and here we go. Hold on to your seats. It should be a fun ride tonight. Into the front court comes Billy Gill around to the left side, dumps the ball back out to Frankie Barrett. Barrett swings it around to the right side. Now back to Anthony Cravagna. Cravagna works off a pick, puts up the runner. Good! And that's how this ball game starts. Gillespie takes a 2-0 lead. We're 20 seconds into the opening quarter. D-Town with a basketball. Here's Daters with the ball. Hemmen into the corner. Comes back out to Luke Ungren. Ungren swings the ball around to Mitch Hemmen. Ungren's going to try the three ball. Good! He hit one from about a step behind the arc. And it's a 3-2 lead for Totopoulos. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter of the championship game. Here's Anthony Cravagna for the Indians out near midcourt in the center jump circle. Comes to the right side, gets the ball to the wing, off to Frankie Barrett, back to Anthony, drives, puts it in, and one. What a move by Cravagna. He got a little daylight on the baseline and took advantage of it. And the foul is going to be called against Hardick of T-Town, his first, team's first. Cravagna with that bucket now has four. Gillespie leads 4-3, and Anthony Cravagna with a chance to make it an old-fashioned three-point play. And the free throw is right on the money. Anthony Cravagna, 5, T-Town, 3. T-Town with the basketball as the shoes bring it into the front court. Here's Hardick with it in the left corner. Back out on the wing to Hemmen. Top of the key, they swing it around to Luke Ungren. Comes back, another 3 from Hemmen. This one is off the mark, and the rebound pulled down by Billy Gill. He gives it off to Cravagna. And Anthony will walk the ball into the front court. Now to the top of the key. A 5-3 lead for Gillespie. 4.5 to go, opening quarter. To the high post, it goes to Devin Stroh. Devin puts it on the floor once. Trapped in the lane. Kicks it back out to Cravagna. Anthony flips it over his shoulder. Out to David Stroh. Now to the wing on the right side to Frankie Barrett. Frankie lost it out of play. Came right off his tootsie and went out of play. Turnover number 1 by Gillespie. A 5-3 lead for the Indians. First quarter action, 4:18 remaining. And the Shoes of Tatopoulos will get the basketball back. Into the front court comes Luke Ungren. Around to the near side to Hemman. To the baseline they go to Hardick. He feeds it back out to Hemman. And a three straight on is good by Luke Ungren. He has his second tray of the night. And a 6-5 lead for Tatopoulos. 4 minutes to go first quarter. Here's Cravagna for Gillespie into the front court. Anthony being hounded out there by Alex Daters. Cravagna behind the back dribble and a foul on Daters for a hand check foul. Alex Daters with his first personal second team foul out of bounds for Gillespie. A 6-5 lead for T-Town. Gillespie will inbound the basketball. First of three games on WSNI FM 106 tonight. Into Cravagna along the rock sideline. He's looking to throw. He's not open, though. Comes back to Billy Gill. Now to Cravagna. Drives the baseline and a player control foul. A push-off by Anthony Cravagna. Good call by the official. Anthony gets his first personal foul. First team foul. Turnover number two by Gillespie. Anthony stuck that left arm out to try to make a little room. And the ball goes back to Tatopoulos. Here's Ungren into the front court. Watch him, fellas. He's had a couple of threes already tonight. Into the lane to Hardick. Down the lane, he double dribbles. Turnover number one by T-Town. A 6-5 lead for Tatopoulos. Gillespie will get the ball back. 3:28 to go in the first quarter. And now T-Town on the steal. That's Ungren. The layup is good. Ungren, 8. Gillespie, 5. For Ungren, 8, and Anthony Cravagna, 5. And now another hand check foul called against Alex Daters of T-Town. His second personal foul, third team foul. Looks like the officials are going to call that tight tonight, at least at the start. And Alex Daters is out, and Jacob Cowles is in for Tatopoulos. Full court pressure by T-Town as Gillespie gets the ball in. Trailing, or Gillespie... Scoreboard says 7-6. And now a bad pass by Gillespie. That's turnover number three. Scoreboard should read 8-5. And here's a running hook. Good by Hardick. Hardick with his first bucket tonight. And that makes it a 10-5 lead for Tatopoulos. As they get the scoreboard straightened out. 2:45 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Cravagna for Gillespie. Anthony to the right side. Here's a three from Frankie Barrett. No good. Ball tipped in the lane, loose on the floor. Bonnie's on the floor, finally picked up by T-Town. That's Ungren with it. Luke Ungren into the front court for the Wooden Shoes. Around to the right side, off to Mitch Hemman. Down to the corner to Hardick. Back out to Ungren. He looks inside, goes in the lane, and it's intercepted by Cravagna. Back come the Indians of Gillespie. Down 10-5, first quarter action. A three from Billy Gill. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Luke Ungren. Indians getting one shot at the basket. Each trip down the floor. T-Town with a 10-5 lead. 2 minutes to go first quarter. Ungren, top of the key. For the Shoes, around to the right side. Now to the free throw line to Daters. That's Brock Daters. And the pass to Jacob Powell's deflected out of play by Gillespie. And it'll belong to T-Town right in front of the Gillespie bench. Minute 55 to go first quarter. A 10-5 lead for Tatopoulos. State championship game, 7th grade. IESA, Class 3A. T-Town with the basketball. Around to the right side to Powell. To the right elbow. The shot is up by Hemman and good. Mitch Hemman has his first of the night. And now Tatopoulos with a 7-point lead at 12-5 and timeout on the floor. 99 seconds to go in the opening quarter. T-Town 12, Gillespie 5. Back with more in 40 seconds.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Gillespie inbounds the basketball following the timeout by the Indians. As the Indians trail 12-5, first quarter action, a minute and a half to play. Here's Cravagna into the front court. Picks up his dribble, comes to the near side, off to Frankie Barrett. Barrett works off a pick, feeds down to Stroh and out of the reach of Davis. And the ball out of bounds, turnover number four by Gillespie. And the ball will go back to Tatopoulos. As Jacob Powell's will bring the ball up with Luke Ungren. Powell's into the front court. Along the sidelines to Hemman. Back across to Ungren. Hemman to Ungren. Outside the three-point arc. He's hit a couple out there tonight already. Ungren around to the left corner off to Hardick. Hardick. T-Town does a bit of a weave. Now to the near side. Ungren another three. This one's off the mark. Rebound on the weak side by Anthony Cravagna, who races into the front court for Gillespie. Stops, pops off the glass, too hard. Rebound, Stroh, put back, no good. Cravagna had it. Stroh tries again, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Hardick for T-Dow. 44 seconds to go, first quarter. Tatopoulos 12, Gillespie 5. Hardick called for traveling. He tried to go split between two defenders and took an extra step. Turnover number 3 by Tatopoulos. Ball back to Gillespie. Been a while since the Indians have had a bucket. They could use one here. 35 seconds remaining, first quarter. Trailing 12-5. Here's Cravagna out front with the ball. Feeds off to Stroh. Stroh stops, pops, and he travels. Nope, a foul. This will be a two-shot foul. And this foul called on Brock Daters of T-Town. His first, team's fourth. And that will put Devin Stroh at the free throw line to shoot two for Gillespie. Take advantage of everyone you can there, Devin. First one is a little bit short. Score remains T-Town 12, Gillespie 5. 26 seconds to go, first quarter. So the Indians a little slow out of the gate tonight. Here's the next shot, good. Single point for Devin Stroh, and that makes it a 12-6 ball game. The top was with the lead, the ball, and 22 seconds to go, first quarter. There's Powell's in the front court to Ungren. Ungren back to Jacob Powell's right side. A skip pass deflected, almost stolen. Picked up by Hardick. He'll drive in, and he is fouled. And Devin Stroh was in the neighborhood. Let's see if they give it to Devin. That's going to be the case. Devin gets his first personal foul. Second team foul for Gillespie. And Mitch Hardick will be at the line to shoot two for the top list. With a dozen seconds to go in the first quarter, T-Town leading 12-6, and the first free throw attempt is no good. And Mitch Hardick with a second free throw attempt for the Shoes. This one is up, and this one is no good as well. Rebound pulled down by Chance Reinisch. 8 seconds to go. In the backcourt, Gill. Off to Cravagna with four. Anthony, a long shot from midcourt. No good. Put back by Stroh at the buzzer. Good! Well, there's a pick-me-up. Devin Stroh was in the right spot at the right time and got the bucket. At the end of the first quarter, playing this championship game, it is Tatopoulos 12, Gillespie 8. Back with more in 60 seconds.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI-FM 106.1.
12-8 lead for Tatopoulos. Shoes get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Around to the right side to Mitch Hemmen. Back out front it comes to Brock Daters. Now into the left corner. That's Ungren. A skip pass across to Hemmen. They feed it off inside and traveling call against Brock Daters. That's going to be the fourth turnover for Tatopoulos. Indians are down by four. They get the ball back. 15 seconds here into the second quarter. At the midcourt stripe is throw. Gives back to Gill, now into the front court, off to Cravagna, along the left sideline, right in front of the Tatopoulos bench. Anthony back to the top of the key, on the dribble. To the right side, it goes Frankie Barrett. Frankie lost it, picked up there by Reinisch. Back to Gill, underneath the Stroh, but it's taken away by Mitch Hemmen. Turnover number 5 by Gillespie. Just underway, second quarter. T-Town with a 4-point lead, and the basketball, 12-8. Tatopoulos with the lead. Here's Hemmen into the corner to Hardick. He'll drive the baseline and a pushing foul called against Billy Gill of Gillespie. And so he will get his first personal foul, third team foul. It'll be out of bounds for Tatopoulos on the baseline. T-Town 12, Gillespie 8, 5:06 to go first half. T-Town to inbound on their baseline. Looking, Ungren fires the ball back out to Powell. Jacob Powell. Around to the near sideline, the right sideline to Mitch Hemmen. Hemmen will dribble the ball back out to the top of the key. Feeds off to the left elbow to Brock Daters. Daters to Hardick. Puts up the runner and good. Mitch Hardick with 4 points tonight. And a 6-point lead for Tatopoulos, 14-8. Gillespie with the basketball. Here's Frankie Barrett into the front court. And give it off to Chance Reinisch. And now the ball is deflected at midcourt. Hemmen picks it up for T-Town. His layup is no good. Reinisch the rebound for Gillespie to Cravagna. Anthony races into the front court, top of the key. Pulls it back up as the Indians set their offense. Here's Stroh at the high block. gives it off to Cravagna down on the baseline. Anthony fires it back out front to Billy Gill. His shot from the free throw line doesn't go. And the rebound pulled down by Brock Daters for Tatopoulos to Ungren. He'll race into the lane, puts up the runner, and good. Luke Ungren with 10 points and an 8-point lead. Indians have been doubled up at 16-8. Gillespie with the ball, 4 minutes to go, first half. There's a pass along the near sidelines off to Frankie Barrett. Barrett in trouble, gets it to Billy Gill. Now to Stroh, back to Gill, in for the layup, and he's fouled. Good give and go that time. Foul's going to be on. We'll have to wait for the board on this one. I think it's going to be Mitch Hammond. Yep, that's going to be Hammond's first, team's fifth. Two free throws for Billy Gill of Gillespie. And the Indians could use these. They're down by 8 points, 16-8, 3:49 to go first half. Free throw by Billy, no good. Bell Hill give it a go again. See if he can nibble away at that 8-point advantage by Tatopoulos. Next toss is no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to Tatopoulos. Last touched in there by Chance Reinisch. So the Shoes will get the basketball back. First of three games tonight on FM 106. Litchfield Hillsboro girls from the Greenville Regional to follow this, and then Nokomis and Central A&M girls. After that, from the Central A&M 1A Regional Tournament. Out front, here's Ungren. Winds up another three. This one is no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Oh, saved by Cravagna. Nice job by Anthony. Back come the Indians. Along the sidelines, Billy Gill. Fires it back out front to Cravagna. 3:18 to go, first half. And the Indians need a bucket. They trail 16-8. Here's Cravagna driving the baseline. Puts up the runner. Good. And Anthony Cravagna with seven. 16-10. But the topless lead is cut to six. Shoes have the basketball. Hemmen with it. Back out front to Ungren. Hardick in the left corner. Here's Hemmen. To the free throw line to Brock Daters. Back to Hemmen. Here's Ungren at the top of the key. He took about two steps before he put the ball on the floor, and he's called for traveling. Turnover number five by Tatopoulos. 2:49 to go, first half. 16-10 lead for T-Town. Gillespie will get the basketball back. Indians down by half a dozen. There's a long pass off to Cravagna into the front court. Anthony guarded closely out there by Jacob Powell. Here's Cravagna picking up his dribble. Comes back out front to Frankie Barrett. Around to the corner, they go to Chance Reinisch. Reinisch back to Barrett in the corner. Frankie out to Gill from the elbow. The shot no good. Cravagna put back, no good. And Anthony is fouled. He'll get a couple. And this foul's on Jacob Powell of T-Town, his first, team six. Well, Gillespie, two out of five from the line tonight. Two out of six from the line tonight. Ouch. Cravagna misses his first attempt. Score remains to Tatopoulos 16, Gillespie 10, 2:26 to go in the first half. Here's Cravagna's next toss, and this one is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Brock Daters of Tatopoulos. A 6-point lead to the Shoes. They have the basketball. Hardick, left corner. Back out to Hemmen. Hardick, left corner again. Back to Hemmen. Back door they go to Jacob Powell, who stops, pops, and has a shot rejected by Gillespie, but rejected out of bounds. So the ball will belong to Tatopoulos on their baseline. He will wait to go first half. And the trigger man will be Luke Ungren on the baseline for T-Town. Comes into the corner to Brock Daters. Back out to Ungren. A 16-10 lead for T-Town. There's Daters at the elbow. Down the lane. Puts up the runner and a nice move by Brock Daters. He was strong to the hole. Got the bucket his first of the night. And the topless leads 18-10. 108 seconds to go. First half. Gillespie on the attack. Here's Frankie Barrett on the right sideline. Down to the corner. And a foul called against Luke Ungren. T-Town really comes with a lot of pressure. And that is disrupting Gillespie a bit. Ungren gets his first personal foul, seventh team foul. So the 1-1 kicks in. And Frankie Barrett will be at the line. But, boy, the Indians have had a heck of a time making free throws tonight. Let's see what Frankie can do. He connects on this one. There you go, Frankie. 18-11. So Gillespie cuts the T-Town lead down to 7. 101 seconds to go, first half. And the next toss is short. Rebound pulled down by Brock Daters for Tatopoulos. Into the front court, Powell's. Back out to Daters. Swing it across to the right side of the key to Mitch Hemman. Hemman will bring it back out. Hardick down to the corner it goes to Luke Ungren. Back out to Powell. Back to the corner to Hardick. Mitch will drive in, put up the shot, no good, and Anthony Cravagna with the rebound. 18-11. Tatopoulos with the lead. Gillespie with the ball. A minute 12 to go, first half. And now a bad pass by Cravagna right into the hands of Hardick, who goes in for the layup, and he missed it. Cravagna the rebound. Anthony dribbles his way into the front court. Off to Billy Gill, who turns, shoots, and scores. There you go, Billy. Gill's first bucket tonight. That closes the gap to 5, 18-13. D-Town with the lead. The ball in 48 seconds to go, first half. Across to Hemman. Down on the baseline right side to Powell. Back to Hemman. 40 seconds and counting. Here's Powell. As T-Town content to run some clock, I suspect. Off to the wing to Brock Daters. Back out to Hemman. Powell's in the right corner. Hemman's going to wind up for the three ball. Good. He was uncontested. Hemman with 5. T-Town by 8. 21-13. 20 seconds to go. First half. Gillespie with the basketball. See if they can steal one at the buzzer like they did in the first quarter. Here's a pass to Billy Gill. Clock down to 11 seconds remaining. Here's Stroh to the corner. A three ball up. No good by Frankie Barrett. 5 seconds to go. Into the front court, Hemman. Hemman stops. A long three ball. No good. And at the half, it is Tatopoulos 21. Gillespie 13. We'll come back with more from the IESA 7th grade Class 3A State Basketball Championship right after these messages.
WSMI FM, Litchfield Hills, Borough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Doan back at Winona Fieldcrest Middle School. We are at halftime of the 7th grade state championship game, and Tatopoulos leads Gillespie 21-13. It was 12-8 at the end of the first quarter. T-Town outscored Gillespie 9-5 in that second quarter and leads 21-13. Here at the half. First of three games tonight on WSMI FM 106. At the conclusion of this game, our venue will switch to Greenville High School for the girls 2A regional championship game between Litchfield and Hillsboro. And then after that, the regional championship from Central A&M. The host Raiders are taking on Nokomis. That's a 1A girls regional tournament championship game. And of course, those of you who tuned in tonight on the internet through our friends at Network One Sports, we certainly welcome you. Glad you've tuned in for the broadcast. But we're going to try and rally the Indians here in the second half. They trail to top. It's 21-13, and we'll come back with more live coverage from the IESA State Basketball Tournament in 2 minutes.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Barry Doe back at Winona Fieldcrest, and the first half belongs to Tatopoulos tonight as the Shoes have a 21-13 lead over the Gillespie Indians. Scoring-wise, first off for Gillespie, 2 points from Billy Gill. Frankie Barrett with a point. 3 from Devin Stroh and 7 from Anthony Cravagna. Quarters of 8 and 5 for the total of 13. But the Indians having a tough time at the charity stripe tonight. No charity there. They are only 3 out of 9 from the free throw line. Had 7 turnovers in that first half. For T-Town, 5 turnovers in the first half. They choose are 0 for 2 from the line. 10 points from Luke Ungren, he had 8 in that first quarter, 5 from Hemman, 4 from Hardick, and 2 from Brock Daters. Quarters of 12 and 9 for the total of 21, a 21-13 lead for T-Town over the Gillespie Indians here at the half. And we'll come back with more from Winona in 2 minutes.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
It is an 8-point advantage for Tatopoulos here at the half of this 7th grade state championship game. It's T-Town 21, Gillespie 13. Coming up immediately following this broadcast, it'll be Litchfield and Hillsboro girls squaring off in the regional championship at Greenville. That'll be followed by Central A&M taking on Nokomis at about 10:15 this evening. Tomorrow night, we'll start off with the regional championship game from Waverly tonight, but it'll be tomorrow night, the broadcast at 6:05 of Southwestern Carlinville. in boys high school basketball at 7:30. Nokomis at Hillsboro, followed by Carlinville at Litchfield. You can always go to our website for our broadcast schedule, WSMIRadio.com. Well, the Indians are down by 8. They're getting ready to have their rally here in the third quarter. We'll come back with that in 60 seconds.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, the first 2 or 3 minutes of the third quarter, extremely important to a high school and a junior high basketball team. As the Indians inbound the basketball to begin the third quarter, trailing by 8 points, there's Billy Gill. Out front, it goes to Anthony Cravagna. A lot of times, the first 2 or 3 minutes of the third quarter sets the pace for the rest of the game. There's, at the free throw line, Chance Reinisch. His pass across to Billy Gill, almost deflected away, but Billy hauls it back in, gives it back across to Frankie Barrett. Frankie out near midcourt as T-Town is in a man-to-man defense. Barrett gets hung up, gives the ball to Chance Reinisch, goes back door, Billy Gill, quick layup, good, there you go. That's a good start, Indians. 4 points for Billy Gill. That cuts the lead to 6 at 21-15. T-Town with the lead, the ball, we're 40 seconds into the third quarter. Into the corner it goes to Mitch Hemman. Back out front to Luke Ungren for T-Town. The top is with the lead and the basketball. Out front, Alex Tater. They swing it back to the left side. A three from Hemman, good. Hemman hits another three. His second of the night. He's got 8 on the evening. And it's a 9-point lead again, 25-15 for T-Town. But Cravagna goes from coast to coast for the layup. And Anthony has 9. And that cuts the lead to 7 at 24-17. The Tetopoulos with the ball and the lead, 4:45 to go, third quarter. Into the right corner for Tetopoulos to Hartnick. Back out it comes to Daters. That is Alex Daters. He was out with some foul trouble early on. Here's the runner put up by Ungren. No good. Rebound, Frankie Barrett for Gillespie. Stolen right away by Luke Ungren. And now we're going to have a foul called against Frankie Barrett. And for Barrett, that's going to be his first personal foul. First team foul this half. It also goes as a turnover. And T-Town will inbound the basketball on the baseline, leading by 7 here in the third quarter. The lob in goes to Hardick. Mitch back to Ungren on the baseline. That's not Ungren. The shot was put up by Brock Daters, and the shot is missed in the rebound by Anthony Cravagna of Gillespie. The Indians are down by 7 and need a bucket. Here's Cravagna down the lane. The runner is up. No good. Rebound battle for, pulled down by Luke Ungren of T-Town. A long pass ahead to Hemman. He'll drive the baseline. Runs out of real estate. A three from the corner, no good. And that's off the hands of Chance Reinisch of Gillespie. And the ball will go back to Tetopoulos. Trigger man will be Luke Ungren on the baseline. And right underneath, and the shot blown by Brock Daters. Rebound by Chance Reinisch for Gillespie. Under 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Indians trail by 7, 24-17. Here's Cravagna. Picks up his dribble. Goes to Billy Gill, and this is off the fingertips of Billy and out of bounds. Pass was a bit high. Turnover number 9 by Gillespie. Out of the contest, Brock Daters, and in comes Brady McMahon for Tetopoulos. 24-17 is the T-Town lead, and they have the ball. 3:37 to go, third quarter. Here's Daters into the corner. That's Alex into the corner to Mitch Hemman. They swing it around to the other side, and now Hardick with a 15-foot baseline jumper. No good. Cravagna skies for the rebound for Gillespie. Anthony brings it into the front court. Works off a pick to the right side. Heads to the right baseline. Dumps the ball back out. A three from Frankie Barrett. No good. Ball rebounded by Stroh. Devin leans in, puts it up, no good. Chance Reinisch the rebound. He's going to clear it out to Stroh. Banks it off the glass and in. Devin Stroh with 5. Cuts the lead to 5. 24-19. T-Town with the ball. The lead in 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Maybe the Indians can get a stop here defensively. No. Instead, a timeout by Tetopoulos. 2:57 to go, third quarter. T-Town 24, Gillespie 19. Back with more in 40 seconds.
WSMI FM 106.1.
This Gillespie crowd is wound up tonight. They are standing and stomping and trying to get the Indians back into this ballgame. Indians have cut the lead to 5. T-Town is trying to stem the momentum a bit. They call their timeout, and the Shoes will inbound the basketball under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. T-Town leading 24-19. As I mentioned, Indians could use a stop. Here's a three attempt. No good by Luke Ungren. The rebound and the putback is no good by Hemet. And now Anthony Cravagna comes up with it. For Gillespie, racing into the front court. Here's Anthony to Billy Gill in the left corner. Gives it off to Stroh, deflected away, but Devin hauls it in. Back over to Frankie Barrett on the right side. Frankie works off a pick to the corner. Feeds underneath to Chance Reinisch. Chance, double team, puts up the shot, no good. And the rebound on the weak side by Mitch Hardick. Back comes T-Town. They push it up the floor. Ungren in for the layup, and he missed it. The rebound pulled down by Brady McMahon, and he is hammered underneath the basket. And he'll get a couple of free throws. And the foul that time on Billy Gill is second, team second. McMahon is okay. But boy, he got hammered. Free throw is up and no good. Score remains to topless 24, Gillespie 19, 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Jacob Powell's back in and Alex Dater's out for T-Town. Second toss by McMahon. This one is no good and the rebound tipped and picked up by Anthony Cravagna. Come on, Indians. We need a bucket. Gillespie down by five. 2:09 to go, third quarter. Cravagna into the front court, down to the corner. Comes back out to Frankie Barrett. Frankie, a couple of dribbles. Back to the top. The key to Billy Gill. Gill will swing it around. Gives it back to Barrett. Barrett along the right sideline. Cuts back to the free throw line. Gives off to Devin Stroh. Devin off the glass. No good. And the rebound pulled down by T-Town. Here's Ungren. Racing from end to end. Stopped out of bounds by Cravagna. Wow! What a play by Anthony. Woo! It'll be T-Town's basketball on the baseline with 103 seconds left in the third quarter. T-Town by five. The shot or the pass goes right underneath to McMahon. Rejected by the Indians. Picked up by T-Town again. Now they go inside. Hammond's shot. No good. Rebound Devin Stroh for Gillespie. Indians need a bucket. 90 seconds to go, third quarter, down by a Nicholsworth. Here's Cravagna. Goes to the baseline. Billy Gill lays it up. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Mitch Hardick. For T-Town, ahead to Ungren. Luke slows up. Feeds off to Jacob Powell, who leans in, and he's called for traveling. Turnover number six by Katopoulos. The ball will go back to Gillespie with a minute 13 to go here in the third quarter. Indians are down by five. There's a bounce pass into Barrett. To Stroh, back to Barrett. Now to Cravagna as the Indians break the press. Here's Anthony Cravagna, top of the key. Pounded out there by Jacob Powell. Picks up his dribble. Out front to Barrett, and now timeout call by Gillespie coach Tim Wargo. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. T-Town 24, Gillespie 19. Back with more in 40 seconds.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
60 seconds left in the third quarter. Indians are down by five. Backdoor pass to Cravagna, knocked away. Anthony chases it down, turns around, pops a 15-footer. Good! Cravagna, 11 points, three-point ball game. 24-21, T-Town with the lead. The ball and a layup is no good. The shot by Hardick was no good. The putback, no good. And the rebound by Devin Stroh. The Indians could tie it with a three ball. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Cravagna, free throw line, lost the basketball, and he's called for traveling as he tried to hold on to it. Turnover number 10 by Gillespie. 28 seconds to go, third quarter. T-Town gets the ball back, leading 24-21. Luke Ungren across to Jacob Powell into the front court. It goes to Hardick in the left corner. T-Town will run some clock now. 17 seconds and counting. T-Town leads by three, 24-21, 10 seconds to go. Here's Powell's in between the circles. Into the corner to Hardick with five. Hardick puts it on the floor, stops, fires it out to Powell's. Jacob will not get the shot away at the end of three quarters of play. Katopoulos 24, Gillespie 21. The Indians outscored T-Town 8-3 in that quarter. Don't you dare go away. We're going to have a dandy fourth quarter coming up in 60 seconds.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield Hills, Borough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Jones back at the state tournament. Seventh grade boys, a three-point lead for T-Town as Katopoulos has the ball to begin the fourth quarter of play. Here we go. into the lane. Now to the baseline on the left side. That's Hardick. He drives, puts it up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Gillespie. Indians trail by three and have the basketball. Here's Cravagna into the front court along the sideline. Feeds to Devin Stroh. Gives off to Reinisch. Chance shot from the wing. No good. Stroh put back. Good. 1 point game. The Indians have paddled back. T-Town leads 24-23, 5:20 to go in the game. How about another stop, Indians? Let's go. Back around to Jacob Powell, into the left corner to Hardick. Back to Powell. He comes back to Luke Ungren at the top of the key. Gillespie in a 1-3-1 zone defense right now. That seems to have T-Town discombobulated. Here's Ungren, a 10-footer. No good. Rebound by the Indians. Out to Frankie Barrett. Goes in and he's fouled. And Frankie has a chance to tie it or maybe give the Indians a 1 point lead. That foul on Luke Ungren is going to be his second, team's first. And Frankie Barrett will be at the line to shoot two for the Indians. Frankie with a single point tonight. Come on, Frankie. How about a couple of free ones? Free throw, no good. Score remains T-Town 24, Gillespie 23. 4:54 to go in the ballgame. And Frankie Barrett tries to tie this game up, and he does with a bank shot. We're tied at 24. The Indians were down by 8 points and have battled back. T-Town with the basketball. Into the front court. Here's Ungren along the right sidelines. Off to Jacob Powell. Powell's back to Ungren. Into the right corner to Hardick. Hardick skipped past to Powell. To the baseline they go. Off to Brock Daters. We're tied at 24 in this state championship game. And Ungren hits the three ball. Boy, he's a good shot. And he has a quick release. He's got 13. 27-24. T-Town by three. 4:20 to go in the game. Gillespie with the ball. Here's Reinisch from 10. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Luke Ungren. A long pass ahead. A three from Hammond is no good. Loose on the floor. Frankie Barrett comes up with it for Gillespie. 4 minutes to go in this championship game. Indians down by three. Billy Gill for the three, for the tie. No good. Rebound. Stroh the putback. No good. And the rebound by T-Town. Long pass ahead to Hardick. He'll drive through the defenders, puts it up and in, but he travels. Turnover number 7 by Totopoulos. 3:48 to go in the game. Gillespie will get the ball back, trailing by 3 points. And now timeout called by Gillespie coach Tim Wargo. 3:47 remaining in this title game. It's T-Town 27, Gillespie 24. Back with more in 40 seconds.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
3 minutes, 47 seconds to go in this title battle. Gillespie will get the basketball back, down by 3 points. This Gillespie crowd is just about ready to explode. Indians into the front court. Frankie Barrett picked up his dribble. Gives it off to Cravagna. Tipped into the backcourt. And Anthony thought he was going to be over and back, so he let it go. Powell gets it. Now a three ball is up. No good by T-Town. And the rebound by Devin Stroh. Well, the Indians didn't get burned on that one. Thank goodness. Here's Cravagna into the front court. Off to Stroh. Chance Reinisch at the right elbow. Takes one dribble. Back to Billy Gill for the three. For the tie. No good. Rebound pulled down by Frankie Barrett. His putback no good. But right there is Chance Reinisch for the bucket. Chance gets his first of the night. One game. T-Town 27, Gillespie 26. 3 minutes to go in this game. The topless into the front court. Here's Hardick. Into the corner it goes. Back out front to Jacob Powell. Back to the corner to Brock Daters. They swing it around. Here's Ungren for three. No good. Rebound underneath. Knocked out of bounds by T-Town. Gillespie will get the ball back, trailing 27-26 with 2:46 to go in this championship game. Ball comes into Frankie Barrett. Barrett will walk the ball into the front court for the Indians. To the free throw line. Off to Chance Reinisch. Out front to Billy Gill. Billy on the dribble. Backs out along the sideline. Looking for help. Here's Stroh at the right elbow. Back to Gill. Frankie Barrett for three for the lead. Goal! And the Indians have regained the lead! Barrett with five. Indians lead by two. 29-27. And timeout on the floor. This Gillespie crowd is going crazy. 2:20 to go in the ball game. It's Gillespie 29, T-Town 27. Back with more in 40 seconds.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
2 minutes, 20 seconds to go in this ballgame. A long time to go in the game, but a two-point lead for Gillespie as the Indians have battled back. They trailed at the half 21-13 and have taken a 29-27 lead. T-Town will inbound the basketball following the timeout that they burned. And here we go. Buckle up your seatbelts. We're in for a fun ride. Here's Luke Ungren out front for T-Town. Around to the left side, off to Hemmen. Back to Ungren. Again, Gillespie in that 1-3-1 zone. Here's a skip pass back to Hemmen. Inside the lane to Hardick. Oh, a nice drive, and the layup good. Hardick with a terrific move. He's got six, and we're tied at 29. 2 minutes to go in the game. Gillespie with the basketball. Anthony Cravagna walks it into the front court. A behind-the-back dribble to get away from a defender. Feeds off to Reinisch on the right side. The ball deflected, picked up by Frankie Barrett. Barrett cuts back to the top of the key. Stops. Gives it off to Chance. Reinisch back to Barrett. Barrett works off a pick, into the right corner, feeds to Chance. Chance stops, pops, but up, he travels. Turnover number 12 by Gillespie. A minute 32 to go in this championship game. We're tied at 29, and now T-Town gets the ball back. As Ungren flips the ball over to Jacob Powles, back to Ungren as they cross the midcourt stripe. Here's Powles, right side of the key. Goes back door down to him, and a quick shot short. Rebound, Devin Stroh. Here comes Cravagna for Gillespie. Anthony on the fly. Stops, pops from 15. No good. The ball chased into the corner. T-Town picks it up with a minute 7 to go. A long pass to Hemmen for 2 from 17. Good! Hemmen hits the jumper. He's got 10. T-Town leads by a deuce. 31-29 under a minute to play. And timeout called by Gillespie. Wow, what a game, what a game, what a game. 52 seconds to go in this championship. 31 for T-Town, 29 for Gillespie. Back with more in 40 seconds.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield Hills, Borough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Toews back at Winona Fieldcrest. 52 seconds left in the 7th grade Class 3A state championship game. Gillespie trails 31-29. The Indians will inbound the basketball following the timeout. Here we go. Here's Billy Gill. Gives it off to Chance Reinisch. Back to Billy. Inside to Devin Stroh. Back to Billy on the baseline, and he lost it out of bounds. But no, a break for the Indians. It was touched last by Luke Ungren as he was falling to the ground. So 41 seconds to go in the game. Indians will inbound the ball underneath to Chance Reinisch. Chance grabs, shoots, and missed it. Cravagna put back, game tied. Anthony Cravagna with 13. We are tied at 31 with a half a minute to play. And now a foul in the backcourt on Frankie Barrett. Barrett will get his second. Looked like Frankie almost made that an intentional foul. It'll be out of bounds. That was only the team's third. So T-Town inbounds the basketball. Half a minute to play. We're tied at 31 in the state championship game. Tim Wargo, the coach of Gillespie, says, don't foul, don't foul, don't foul. Off on the wing, and now a foul out front on Frankie Barrett. And Frankie will get his third personal foul, fourth team foul. Out of bounds for T-Town in midcourt with 20 seconds to play in the game. His state championship game tied at 31. Here's Ungren to the sidelines to Jacob Powles. Back out front to Hardick. Hemmen, 12 seconds to go. T-Town in a position to win this thing. Here's Hemmen to Hardick. Going in for the layup. Powles with 6 seconds to go in the game. And Hardick will be at the line two. And Hardick with 6 points tonight. That foul, by the way, was on Billy Gill, his third. Team's fifth, Hardick, with two free throws for T-Town. The first shot is up, and it is no good. It is no good. And now Hardick might be feeling a little pressure, and now Doug Smith, the coach of T-Town, wants to take a timeout. We're going to hold things right here. 31-31 the score. 6 seconds to go in the ballgame. To topless, we'll have Mitch Hardick at the free throw line to shoot one more free throw. The Indians got down early. They were down 12-8 at the end of the first quarter, trailed at the half 21-13. Battled back, cut the lead to three, 24-21. They led shortly, or briefly, at 29-28. And the game tied now at 31. And Mitch Hardick might have a lot to say about how this game turns out here this evening. He has one more free throw for the Shoes of Petopolis. Miners break, or the Indians, I knew I was going to do it. The Indians break the huddle. Old habits die hard, don't they? All righty, here we go. Mitch Hardick with one free throw for Petopolis. Game tied. Stays tied. Rebound. Gillespie, 4 seconds. Cravagna to the front court. Cravagna, and time runs out. We're going to overtime. No, we have a foul. We've got a foul with zeros on the clock. Holy moly. We got a foul, and it's out of bounds, but there's no time on the clock. And that's it. Timeout call, but the buzzer did not go. The buzzer did not sound. No time showing on the clock, so there's a fraction of a second apparently left on the clock. This is not one of the clocks that has the tenth of a second. So it will be Gillespie's basketball on the sideline with less than a second to play. Wow. Are we looking at overtime? I would say the odds are pretty good at this point. The game tied at 31. Well, I don't know what kind of a plan you would draw up. I guess just a quick grab and shoot. Of course, if you had a clock with the tenth of a second, anything three-tenths and below, you would not have a chance to grab and shoot. We just don't know what's on the clock. So zero's on the clock, but the horn hasn't sounded. The Indians will end down on the sideline. Here we go. Are we in for a fantastic finish or for overtime? Here we go. Indians looking to inbound the ball. They get it into Stroh, who shoots. No good. And we are going to overtime at the end of regulation play. It's Gillespie 31, Petopolis 31. Overtime is on the way in 60 seconds. Here we go with a three-minute overtime that will start with a jump ball. Gillespie 31, T-Town 31. You got to flip them the other way, guys. There you go. Make sure they're all headed the right direction. Chance Reiners will jump center this time for Gillespie. As we start the three-minute overtime period, tied at 31, jumping is Hartnick for T-Town. And the tip control by Petopolis this time. So here we go. The Shoes have the basketball. We're tied at 31. Off to the right wing. Now a skip pass to Jacob Powell to the left side. Back out front to Luke Ungren. Ungren comes back to the near side off to Hemond. To the free throw line to Hardick. Hardick tries to feed inside to Brock Daters. Back out front, Ungren a long three short. Rebound by Devin Stroh, tied up. Jump ball is going to belong to Gillespie. 2:35 to go in overtime. 31-31 the score. And the Indians will inbound the basketball in the backcourt. We've got regional tournament championships coming up after this game tonight. Fun night of basketball on WSMI FM 106. Indians with the ball. Chance to break the tie. Here's Cravagna into the front court. Right sideline. Gives back to Billy Gill, who shoots and scores! Billy from the right elbow has 6 points tonight. And the Indians lead 33-31. 2:15 to go in overtime. T-Town with a basketball. Powell to the high post. Off to the wing, back to Powell's out front. He's about three steps behind the arc. Here's Jacob Powell. They go to the corner to Hardick. Hardick looking inside for Brock Daters. Takes one dribble. Back out to Jacob Pels. A bounce pass to the corner. Shot block! Hammond put up the three, and it was blocked by Gillespie, and the Indians come up with it. Here's Cravagna. Off to Frankie Barrett. The shot no good. Anthony put back. Good! Anthony Cravagna with 15. Indians lead by 4. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play as Cravagna was fouled. Anthony gives the Indians a four-point lead, 35-31, with 104 seconds left in the ball game, and Anthony Cravagna's free throw is no good, and the rebound by T-Town. Here we go, T-Town under the gun now. Here's Hardick driving in, puts up the shot, no good, rebound by Cravagna. The Indians with a four-point lead and 90 seconds to go in overtime. Here's Cravagna to the free throw line, off to Stroh. Devin back out to Billy Hill, and the Indians reset. And now a foul out front. This foul's going to be against Hammond. And it'll be out of bounds for the Indians on the sideline. That's the fifth or the fourth team foul for T-Town. 82 seconds to go in overtime. Gillespie with a four-point lead. Cravagna in the right corner. Anthony brings it back out on the sidelines and walks it out of bounds. Turnover number 13 by the Indians. A minute 12 to go in the overtime period and timeout on the floor. 1 minute, 12 seconds to go in OT. It's Gillespie 35. D-Town 31, back with more after this one message.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
It was not a good start for the Indians tonight, but they stayed close, hung in there, battled back, and they have a four-point lead. But T-Town will get the ball back with a minute 12 left in overtime. And here we go. Ball comes into Luke Undren for the shoe. Down into the corner to Hammond. Now a skip pass to the near side. To the right elbow to Brock Daters. Back to Hammond on the wing. Back out front to Jacob Powell. Hardick in the left corner under a minute to play. And now the ball goes inside, tied up by Devin Stroh and Brock Daters. The ball will go to T-Town on the baseline. 52 seconds to go in overtime. A four-point lead for Gillespie. T-Town inbounds the basketball. Comes back around to Ungren for three. No good. Rebound, Gillespie! The Indians in the driver's seat. They have a four-point lead, and the ball knocked out of bounds. It was tipped by T-Town and then tipped off the fingertips to Frankie Barrett. I'll be darned. 41 seconds to go. The ball back to Tatopoulos. The shoes trail by four. Powell to Ungren into the front court. Along the sidelines. Here's Hammond. Back to Brock Daters. A half a minute to play. Go ahead and waste time. There's a shot. No good. Rebound Cravagna. Anthony. And I tell you what, the Indians are in a pretty good position right now if Anthony Cravagna. Well, that's only going to be the, what, one, two, three, four, five, fifth team foul, so it's going to be out of bounds for Gillespie. So T-Town may want to foul again to try and stop the clock and put the Indians at the free throw line. Trigger man will be Billy Gill. It comes into Devin Stroh, who's fouled immediately. That'll be the 16th foul, but out of bounds one more time for T-Town. Indians lead 35-31 here in overtime, just 24 seconds to go. And Billy Gill will inbound the basketball. Try to anyway. He gets it in to Chance Reinisch. Back to Gill. Here's Cravagna with 19 seconds. Anthony into the front court, fouled right at midcourt. And Anthony Cravagna will be at the free throw line with a one and bonus. 17 seconds to go in the game. We're in overtime. State championship at stake. Gillespie has a four-point lead, 35-31. Come on, Anthony Cravagna. It's a two-possession game right now. Let's make it a two-possession, three-point game. Cravagna spins the basketball, puts it up, and in! Anthony with 16! That could do it! That might do it! 36-31, Indians with the lead with just 17 seconds to go in the game. Cravagna, a little icing, no good. Rebound pulled down by T-Town, but they're down by five with 14 seconds to go. Here's a three ball up and no good, and now he's fouled. Mitch Hemmings will be at the line to shoot three free throws for T-Town. Hemmings will shoot three. T-Town 0 for 4 from the line tonight. 10 seconds to go in the game. A five-point Gillespie lead, and Hemmings tries to nibble away at it. Free throw up, free throw good. He has 11 tonight. That makes it 36-32. Cuts the Gillespie lead to 4. If the Indians hold on to win, we'll be talking to members of the Indians after the game. And we hope that's what we're doing. Next toss from Hemmings is up, and it is no good. And that could have just sealed the fate for the Shoes tonight. A four-point lead for Gillespie. 36-32. Hemmings will have a chance to cut the lead to 3 and make it a one-possession game. Free throw up, free throw good. He's got a dozen. Indians lead by 3. 10 seconds to go in overtime, and now a timeout called by Gillespie coach Tim Wargo. 10 seconds left in OT. The Indians are 10 seconds away from being crowned state champions. Can they hold on to that three-point lead? We will find out in 40 seconds.
WSMI FM, Litchfield Hills, Borough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
10 seconds to go in this game. We are in overtime. Gillespie with a three-point lead, 36-33. The Indians will try and inbound the basketball. Billy Gill, the trigger man, in. He tried to pass it to Anthony Cravagna. They had the full baseline they could use. Cravagna was out of bounds, but the ball was tipped out. And we're going to have a technical foul. Is this going to be a T? Yep, it's going to be a technical foul because the young man from T-Town went out of bounds to get the ball. So Gillespie will have technical free throws coming, plus possession. And Anthony Cravagna at the free throw line to shoot the two technical free throws. Indians lead by 3, and Cravagna could put it out of reach. Come on, Anthony. Hit just one of these, buddy. Free throw up, free throw, no good. Score remains 36-33 in favor of the Indians. And Cravagna will try to make it a two-possession game with 10 seconds left in overtime. Now the Indians will get the ball back. Free throw, no good. But it'll be out of bounds for the Indians following the technical foul. Here we go. Man, what a crazy game. What a fun game. Indians 10 seconds away from being crowned state champion. Billy gets the ball in, and Gill gets it right to midcourt to Devin Groh, who is fouled. Stroh will be at the line to shoot. The 1-1. Devin Stroh with 7 points tonight. A three-point Gillespie lead, 9 seconds left in the game, and now to Topless wants a timeout. This one's grinding down, grinding down. A three-point lead for Gillespie, 36-33, 9 seconds left in overtime. Back with more in 40 seconds.
WSMI-FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Terry Toth back at Winona. It'll be the 1-1 for Devin Stroh of Gillespie. A three-point lead for the Indians, and Stroh. Free throw. Good. Good for Stroh. He's got 8. Is that going to be game, set, and match? 37-33. It's a two-possession game. Looks like the Indians are going to win this thing. Stroh's next toss. Right on the money. He's got 9, and the Indians lead by 5 with 7 seconds to go. 4, 3, 2, 1, game over. Indians are champions. This Gillespie crowd is going nuts. And what a crowd here tonight. The Indians have battled back. And they have defeated to Topless in overtime, 38-33. What a ball game tonight. Woo! Man, oh, man, oh, man. The Indians got down early, battled back. I think when they went to that 1-3-1 in that second half, that certainly changed the complexion of the game. And the Indians win this one by a nickel's worth, 38-33 over Petopolis. And the Indians are Gillespie, are the IESA Class 3A 7th grade state basketball champions for 2015. We're going to catch our breath. We'll come back with more from Winona Fieldcrest Junior High as the Gillespie fans are still a-buzzing about their state championship. We'll come back with more in 60 seconds. Terry Tillis back at Winona Fieldcrest as the Shoes of Petopolis are being congratulated for their second-place finish in this year's state basketball tournament. And now the medallion presentation coming up for our, the Shoes of T-Town first, followed by the Indians of Gillespie, who will get the medallions representing first place in this IESA state basketball tournament. We hope to have members of the Indians up here with us talking about the ball game along with Coach Tim Wargo. But what an exciting ball game it was. After one quarter of play, Petopolis led 12-8. T-Town led 21-13 at the half. Gillespie cut the lead to 24-21 after three. The game ended regulation time tied at 31, and then the Indians outscored T-Town 7-2 in the overtime period to win it 38-33. Scoring-wise for Petopolis, two from Brock Daters, 12 points from Hemman, 13 from Ungren, 6 from Hardick. Quarters of 12, 9, 3, 7, and 2 in the overtime. T-Town, 2 of 7 from the line. They finished the season 23-4. Gillespie finishes the season in first place with a record of 26-2. The Indians got 6 points from Billy Gill, 5 from Frankie Barrett, 9 points from Devin Stroh, 2 from Reinish, and Anthony Cravagna had 16 points tonight. Indians had quarters of 8, 5, 8, 10, and 7 in the overtime. They were 7 of 18 from the line, had 14 turnovers. But this will be a night to remember for the Indians of Gillespie as they have won the IESA 7th grade Class 3A State Basketball Championship with a 38-33 overtime win over perennial powerhouse Petopolis. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more from Winona Fieldcrest in 2 minutes.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Joe back at Winona Fieldcrest. We're going to try and have members of the Indian squad come up here and talk to us following the trophy presentation and the medallion presentation and pictures being taken. The Indians are being awarded their medallions right now. Joe Tiemann, the superintendent, got his first and the principal. And now members of the Indians, Alex Ottersberg, Bobby Robbins, Billy Gill, Frankie Barrett, Blaine Lancaster, Chance Reinish, David Strill, Blake Zenner, Anthony Cravagna, and David Silver on the roster for the Gillespie Indians who finished the season 26-2 with a state championship. They beat T-Town in overtime 38-35, and Anthony Cravagna gets a huge round of applause. And the Indians, this game is all about adjustment. And that's exactly what Gillespie did in that second half. They made some adjustments, and it paid off big time and helped the Indians to a state championship here this evening, 38-33 over perennial powerhouse Petopolis T-Town. This is their fifth appearance since 2008, and they had won it 3 times in the past. Of course, the personnel changes every year, but still you got the program that's one of the best in the state with Petopolis. And now the T-Town kids are being awarded the second-place trophy, and now the Indians are being awarded the championship trophy. Oh, man, what a great moment. What a terrific moment for the Gillespie Indians, champions of the 7th grade basketball tournament, Class 3A here in 2015. Now they're going to take care of getting some pictures for both squads. And while they do that, we'll take a break. Don't forget, coming up immediately following our broadcast here, we're going to be switching to Greenville High School for the championship game, the girls' regional championship between Litchfield and Hillsboro. After that, it'll be Central A&M taking on Nokomis. And we're going to break from our coverage here at Winona for just a moment. In overtime, Gillespie beats T-Town 38-33 to win the state championship. Back with more in 2 minutes.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Back at Winona Fieldcrest Middle School as the pictures have been completed. And now the fans rush the basketball team. We've got folks who are trying to get those basketball players up to us so we can talk to the state champions, but it looks like it may be a few minutes because they are just absolutely surrounded by an adoring mob of fans. My goodness, did the Gillespie fans come out in force tonight. T-Town filled about 3.5 sections. Gillespie filled the entire bottom section. That's 5 sections and about half of the upper deck tonight. Absolutely incredible turnout by the fans from the Gillespie-Benelde area. It was terrific tonight. What a ball game it was as Gillespie got down early on, trailed 12-8 at the end of the first quarter. Went down by 8 points at halftime, 21-13. Then the Indians made some adjustments coming out in that third quarter, cut the lead to 3, 24-21. The game ended regulation tied at 31, and the Indians outscored T-Town 7-2 in the three-minute overtime to win it, 38-33. That is, I believe, the first state championship for Gillespie in the seventh grade level for basketball, as the Indians continue to celebrate with their fans down on the floor. We're hoping to, again, get some of the team members up here to talk to us. But I tell you, there's a crowd of people down there. I see Superintendent Joe Tiemann down there. I've seen Tina Niehauser down there. She's looking for some help, looking to help us out here. But, you know, these things just don't happen very often. And you got to let the celebration kind of run its course. And that's what the Gillespie fans are doing tonight with their Indians, who are the champions of the IESA Class 3A 7th Grade Boys State Basketball Tournament. As they beat T-Town 38-33 here in the state championship game. Now, coming up later on, we've told you we have a couple of girls' regional tournament games tonight. Coming up tomorrow night, we will have the championship game from Waverly, Southwestern Carlinville Girls. And then we'll follow that up with Nokomis Hillsboro Boys, followed by Carlinville Litchfield Boys. And you can always check out our website for our broadcast schedule, WSMIRadio.com. And here come the members of the Gillespie Indians. Here we go. Devin Stroh. Hi, Devin. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us, how does it feel to be a state champion, my friend?
Feels great.
Tell us about T-Town. How tough were they tonight?
They were really tough, but we stuck with them.
What was the difference in the second half?
We just came fired up and ready to play. That's it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great feeling. You worked your butt off here in the tournament. Great job.
Thanks.
Who's next? Who's our next participant? Who's next? Step right up. And you are?
Bobby.
Okay, Bobby, how you doing?
Good.
What do you think of this?
Really proud of my team.
Yeah, they did a great job tonight, didn't they? Got down early. They really didn't have a very good start, did they?
No, we didn't really have a good start, but we got back in the game.
It's all how you finish, isn't it?
Yep.
Hey, congratulations. Who's next? Here we go, Frankie Barrett. Hey, Frankie.
Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, that medal looks pretty good on you there, big guy.
Yep.
Tell us about playing in a state championship game. What was it like tonight playing in front of this crowd?
I mean, it's awesome. We have never had a team from Gillespie come out and get first place in the state. We came out and beat Hoops in the first round, and then we beat the
St. Joe in the second
game? Yeah. St. Jacob by 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came here and took the game for the state championship.
Was there a special game plan coming in against T-Town tonight?
Yes, we had scouted them a little bit and studied what they were doing and practiced our defense and offense against them.
I think the defense in the second half really turned the trick.
We're a pretty good second half team.
Congratulations, Frankie.
Thank you.
Who's next here? Here we go. Hey, Chance, how you doing? Chance Rutledge, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Tell us, how does it feel to be a state champion?
It's indescribable. I don't know.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's a good kind of description, I guess.
Yeah.
How did it feel to run out on the floor with a packed house like this and all these fans for the Indians?
I felt really confident, and I was really happy everybody was here. It was just really great to have all that support.
So you like wearing that medal?
I do.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Hey, congratulations,
all right, thank man.
You. All righty, who do we have next? Billy Gill. Hey,
hey.
How you doing, Billy?
Good.
Was that a little physical out there tonight?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you got bumped a couple of times, didn't you?
Yeah.
But you know what? As the tournament goes along, you tend to get more physical the deeper you go into the tournament.
Definitely.
So this T-Town team, that's a pretty good outfit, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
What was the difference in the second half tonight?
The fans, the intensity, this.
What did Coach Wargo tell you at halftime? Because you were down by 8 points at half. What did he say?
Told us to keep on playing and keep our heads up. Ain't got nothing to worry about. Go out there and play your hardest.
Pretty good advice, huh?
Yeah.
Billy, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
All right, David Pilger. Hey, Dave. Dave, a member of the team tonight. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
You spent all year with this ball club here, and
yeah.
How does it feel to be a state champion?
Oh, it feels amazing.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, you got to have people on the bench to help out throughout the entire season. But as you were watching the game tonight, were you cheering along and coaching along?
Oh, yeah.
How involved did you get? You weren't involved as the coach was. He was hopping up and down tonight, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, David, that medal looks good on you. Congratulations, sir. All right, who are we? Anthony Cravagna. Hey, Anthony.
Hi.
I tell you what, you're the Energizer Bunny out there, buddy.
Thank you.
Physical team that T-Town had, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really physical.
Very physical. And a very good, very well-coached team, aren't they?
Yeah. Yes, they were.
What was the difference in the second half for the Indians tonight?
We came out stronger, and we came ready to play. That's all I can say.
Big heart.
Yeah. We got to have a bigger heart to come out strong.
You wear that medal well, my friend.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Hey, who's next? Alex Ottersberg. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
You know, there's some Ottersberg people that's listening out in Seattle, Washington tonight. They're listening on the Internet. Say hi to them.
Hi.
There you go. How's it feel to be a state champion, buddy?
Very good.
Yeah.
Amazing.
How was it to come out here in front of this packed house this evening?
Pretty good.
Wild?
Yeah, pretty well.
That's great. Hey, congratulations,
thank
man.
You.
Congratulations. Who's next? Lane Lancaster. Hey, how you doing, Lane?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. How does it feel to be a state champion?
It feels great to be a state champion.
Were you worried tonight? Were you worried at all tonight about these guys?
No.
No? You'd seen this before, huh?
Yeah,
that's pretty good run for these guys.
Yeah.
How about when it got tied there at the end of regulation but went into overtime? Were you worried at all?
No, I just knew we'd come back out strong in overtime.
My kind of guy, I tell you. Hey, congratulations. You wear that medal well. And here we have Blake Zenner. Hey, Blake, how you doing?
Good.
How does that medal feel, buddy?
Really good.
It's not too heavy, is it?
No.
I bet you keep that for a long time, don't you?
Yeah.
So how does it feel? How does it feel to run out with this packed house here tonight?
Just unbelievable.
You're champion, buddy. You're a state champ. Congratulations. Hand off here to your buddy. Are we all done?
Yeah.
Okay, is the coach up here? Coach didn't get, is he? Yeah, there's Tim. Okay. See if we can get Coach Wargo over here. He's hugging people and having a good time. Who'd have thunk, man? Who'd have thunk? Well, you might have thunk it.
Not us.
Yeah.
We didn't think. We don't think very much.
It's all about about doing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I don't know how we did it. We did it.
Well,
very grateful.
Well, you know, a couple of your kids said we're a second-half team.
We are. We always seem to come out slow. I always give them the butt chewing in half. And they come out and play like they should play, and they usually do play.
You know, when that 1-3-1 that second half, I think that really befuddled T-Town.
Yeah, we were on our heels the first half. We were a little scared, a little timid, and come out a little extended a little bit, and they missed some shots.
Yeah.
And we got lucky.
Hey,
got lucky.
Always better to be lucky than good, right?
Yes.
And it's always best to be lucky and good.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, is there assembly tomorrow? Tell us a little bit about that.
I think they're having a community-wide assembly about 1:45.
Okay, okay.
Everybody come out.
That's going to be at the high school gym?
High school gym. I guess we'll introduce the players and we'll present the trophy to maybe Mr. Thiemann, and we'll put in the trophy case.
Tim, congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
Hey, no problem. No problem. So the Indians are state champions. They win this one in overtime tonight, 38-33 over the Shoes of Tatopoulos. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Tom Williams did a terrific job of producing our broadcast tonight. Thanks to all of the sponsors who made the broadcast possible. Stick around. We've got more fun on the way. the girls' regional championships from Greenville and Central A&M on the way. Once again, the final from Winona tonight in overtime. The Gillespie Indians are state champions. They win this one 38-33 over Totopolis. I'm Terry Toe. So long from Winona.